This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight is a collection of both Bukhari and Muslim narrated to us by Abu Huraira. And this, the theme is understanding Iman. And I'm going to be talking about this for a couple of weeks, inshallah. And I'll cover a number of hadith, and hopefully at the end we'll be able to conclude a few important points about the concept of Iman. It's a complex idea. It's not something simple. I don't think it's even healthy to imagine that something as important and as central in our deen could just be a simple concept. The complexity of it, or the profoundness of it, is important to take note of. And this hadith is one of my favorites. It's a very nice one. You've known it. You've heard it before, and you'll enjoy, inshallah, hearing it today. Where he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ لَنْ يُنْجِيَ أَحَدًا مِنْكُمْ عَمَلُهُ. None of you will be saved. Yunji, najah, is being salvation or being saved. لَنْ يُنْجِيَ, meaning none of you will be saved by their deeds, by their actions, or by the whatever it is that they performed in their lives. فَقَالُوا وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And they said, not even you, O Prophet of Allah. Good question, honestly. What about you? You're working day and night. No one's doing remotely as close or as similar work as you are. Your deeds must be good enough to make it. So his answer, alayhi salatu wasalam, qala wala ana, not even me, illa an yataghammadani yallahu bi rahmah, except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smothers me with compassion or with mercy. فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا وَغْدُوا وَرُوحُوا وَشَيْءٌ مِّنَ الدُّلْجَةِ وَالْقَصْدَ الْقَصْدَ تَبْلُغُوا. What he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, at the end. He said, no, not even me. None of us will. None of us, because it's a simple concept. There's nothing that you can do that can benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. Nothing. You have nothing to offer Him. It's a very difficult relationship to comprehend. We have nothing. There's nothing in our hands or our hearts or our minds or on our planet, or anything in our possession that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs that we can offer Him, that can level out the relationship a little bit, to make say, all right, you give us this, we gave you this in return, so now things are semi-even. There's nothing. We have nothing to offer Him at all. He gets nothing. Even if you pray, as I narrated a few months ago, that on the Day of Judgment, even the best of people will, once they see everything, they will wish that they spent all of their lives being basically pulled with their face first on the ground for the sake of Allah, and they still wouldn't have done anything. I mean, they feel the gap, like the actual gap becomes tangible. They can actually measure it with their mind. Oh my gosh! If every breathing moment I lived was dedicated to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, it still wouldn't be. I still would owe too much. Because they actually see the reality of what they were given and what actually exists, and it becomes overwhelming. So we know that there's nothing we can offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to say that you can be saved or you'll find salvation through deeds is ludicrous. It makes no sense at all. Because there's nothing you can offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can never pay back for the blessings you have. And there's another hadith that has less authenticity to it, where a man actually does say something like that as he's going in. Udkhul bi rahmati, enter with my mercy. And he says, no, with my deeds. So he's going to get out. let's redo the measuring here. All right, the blessing of eyesight. You were able to see color and objects with your eyes for 365 days, for 80 years. They did the math. Let's see how you're going to pay for this. And he starts adding all of his good deeds are done within just the initial calculation of the blessing of eyesight. He brings in the ear, and he's like, okay, with your mercy. He's like, all right, my mercy, you can go in. Through my compassion, you're welcome. But your deeds, what do you mean? You can't ever. And that's assuming that the acts of worship somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is finding some benefit, but He's not. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't make any sense. And that being the case, which is what He's trying to explain, alayhi salatu wasalam, that you can't make it through your deeds. So the question is, then why? What's the point of doing anything? No, you continue to do your best, but understand that it's not a mathematical calculation. It's not an equation where you do this much, you get... No, there's no such thing. What He's looking at, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is you. He's looking at your intentions. He's looking at your effort. He's looking where your heart is. He's looking at something different, because there's nothing you can do that can benefit Him. So it's not, I brought in this much money to the account. There's nothing to bring. It's just, what were you doing? That's why he said, فَسَدِّدُوا. سَدِّدُوا التَّسْدِيد is when you kick the ball into the goal, right? فَسَدِّدُوا means try to do it right. To the best, وَقَارِبُوا, bring it to the middle as much as possible. Like just keep on trying to get it straight, get it to where it needs to be. وَغْدُوا وَرُوحُوا, and use the morning, and use the evening. الْغُدُوا is in the morning, الْرَوَاح is in the evening. وَشَيْءٌ مِنَ الدُّلْجَةِ, sometimes you have to put in some of the effort at night when you want to sleep. وَالْقَصْدَ, الْقَصْدَ تَبْلُغُوا, and just keep the balance, be moderate, keep your goal in your eyesight, and you'll make it. That's what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. Just do your best, focus, try to stay right in the middle, keep on figuring things out, use the time that you have, the morning, the evening, sometimes at night, and just keep on moving forward and keep on trying, and you'll make it, inshallah. There's no number of deeds that you can come bring yawm al-qiyam and say, yeah, I deserve. No, deserve? That's a horrible word to be used with the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it doesn't work. And that's the point of this hadith. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم لن ينجي أحدا منكم عمله. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمة فسددوا وقاربوا واغدوا وروحوا وشيء من الدلجة والقصد القصد تبلغوا. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, استغفره وتوب إليك, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن شاء الله ذي حلقة.